Hello, friends. Welcome to this episode. Okay. I was watching the course Anger Control, the third session and final session. And in this session, Sayyid Hosseini talked about layers of human beings' brain, and then told the steps of expressing anger. Okay, so let's get started and talk about the issues I learned. Okay, in the previous episode, we talked about managing anger, okay? Steps of managing anger, like, for example, writing or commit to yourself, know your anger's signs, and leave the situation, and tranquilize your body. These are steps of managing anger. In this session, he talked about three layers of human beings' brain. Our brain has three layers. The first layer is crawling brain or creeping brain. Crawling brain that is common between us and animals. human beings and animals, yeah. The things like becoming hungry, becoming thirsty, and in general doing things for survival is the task or responsibility of this part of brain, crawling brain. And that things... this part or this layer does things that is spontaneously. Let me search this vocab. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, involuntary, okay? That does involuntary, okay. okay, let me search this, okay. Yeah, okay, anyway, yeah. So this is the first part of the brain. The second part or the second layer is... emotional part or emotional brain that processes our emotions or feelings. Okay, this is so important, this part, this layer. And the third layer of the brain is the thinking brain or the brain that analyzes our analyzes our life, analyzes our decisions, okay? Its work is analysis, okay? Thinking brain. Yeah, these two layers, I mean second layer and third layer, I mean emotional brain and thinking brain is... like, for example, cat and mouse, okay? For example, if our brain is in the state of emotional, our thinking brain is off. Or, for example, if our brain is in the thinking brain, okay, our emotional layer is off, okay? This is important. We're gonna consider them further. Kemi Jelota. Yeah. Let me say. Let me search this. How to say? A little further. Yeah, little further. I searched these sentences in Google Translate. Yeah. Okay, so we got familiar with layers of the brain. And the key point is, maybe you have heard this, that we shouldn't express our anger or promise to someone or make a decision when we are happy or when we are angry. Why? Because in this state, our brain is in the state of emotional. Okay? Our emotional layer is active. And thinking layer is off. So we shouldn't promise, we shouldn't make decision and something like that. Okay? Why? Because our brain is in the state of emotion. Emotional. Okay? So now we're gonna learn how to express our anger. Okay. The key point here is that we should express our anger in the right place and at the right time. In the right place. Place is so important. In the right place and at the right time. Okay? So, we should notice and remember this tip that we should express our anger in the right place and at the right time. Okay, so let's become familiar with steps of expressing anger. Okay, I'm angry at someone. For example, my brother, my sister, my colleague, my friend, okay? I wanna express my anger. Okay, what should I do? So, let's consider the steps. The first step is we should describe the situation. What happened that day? For example, you say, yeah. For example, you say to your friend, for example, Ali, you told me that sentence. That, for example, burned me up. Burn someone up is an idiom, means to make someone angry. Okay, that sentence made made me. Excuse me, burned me up. Made me angry. Okay, you should describe the situation. What happened that day that you got angry? Okay, describe it. The key point here is you shouldn't judge. You shouldn't say, yeah, you become so impolite. You are so, for example, rude. You told me that sentence. No, you shouldn't judge. Never ever judge. Because why? Why you shouldn't? Why don't you? Why? Let me say in this way. Why shouldn't you? Say again, why shouldn't you judge? Because we said when our emotional brain is active, our thinking brain is off. And when you judge your, for example, partner or colleague or friend, when you are describing the situation, when you judge, the emotional layer of that guy activates, and then he freaks out. Freak out is an idiom and means to overreact and say, "No, you are you are telling me lie, and I don't know, you're exaggerating and something like that." Why this happened? Because you judged that guy. You shouldn't judge. Just describe the situation. Okay? This is the first step. The second step is you should express your feelings. Yeah, I got angry and I got, for example, I don't know, let me search this. I got upset. Yeah, I forgot this word. My goodness sake. Yeah, I got upset and something like that. Okay, in the second step, you should express your feelings. The third step is you should express or describe, no, express. Express your what? Your thoughts. For example, you say, yeah, let me tell you the steps and then cite an example. So in the third step, you should express your thoughts, okay? In the next step, in fourth step, you should take responsibility of your thoughts, okay? I want to give an example, okay? A little further. And the final step that is so important, the fifth step, is you should say, you should request, you should ask what you want exactly. Okay, let me search this, how to say this. Yeah, you should say what you want exactly, you know, slightly. You should say, for example, please come home at, for example, 9 p.m. You should say exactly what you want. Don't say in general, yeah, become on time. On time, what does it mean? On time, what does it mean? Say, come home at that time. Okay? So, let's review the steps and cite an example or give an example. Okay. The steps of expressing anger. The first step is you should describe the situation. What happened? Say, describe without judging. Okay? The second step is express or say your feelings. The third step is expressing your thoughts. And fourth step is to take responsibility of your thoughts. And the final step is you should say exactly what you want. Don't say in general, okay? Okay, so let's cite an example and finish this episode. Okay, for example, you're angry at your husband or wife, maybe husband, okay, in this case. For example, you two wanted to go outside, go to the park, for example, or cinema and something like that. For example, at 9 or at 7 p.m. Okay? 7 p.m. And your husband, this is just an example, okay? And your husband came home at 8 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. At 8 p.m. And then you're so angry, okay? In this case, you're so angry and you say, why didn't he come home on time and something like that. In this case, you should find the right time and right place. This is so important. What does it mean, right time and right place? This is you know, you shouldn't say, for example, your husband or your wife is hungry or is tired or, I don't know, is sleepy. Okay, in the right time, in the right place, at the right time and in the right place. Okay, you note this point and then you go and describe the situation without judging. And for example, in this case, you say, for example, Ali. That day, for example, yesterday or last night, we were going to go to the, for example, movies. And then you promised me we're gonna go outside at, for example, 7 p.m. But you came home at 8 p.m. Okay, you just describe, you don't judge. And then you express your feelings and say, for example, you say in this example, and yeah, I got so upset and I thought, and you, in this case, in the third step, you express or you say your thoughts. And yeah, I got upset and then I thought with myself, you don't pay attention to our life and this life is not important for you and something like that. You just express your thoughts. And then in the fourth step, we should take responsibility of our thoughts. And when you said this, for example, yeah, I thought with myself, this life is not important for you. And then you should say this, I know I'm wrong and you aren't the way I tell, okay? You should take responsibility. You should say, yo, no, I'm wrong, okay? You should say and then take responsibility of your thought. No, I know I'm wrong and you're not like this, okay? And then you, in the fifth step, you say your request exactly. Please, my dear husband, Ali, come home in time. For example, at 7 p.m., not 8 p.m., okay? You should request or ask exactly what you want in this case. Yeah, that's it. This is the process or the step of these are steps of expressing anger. I hope this episode is useful for you. Of course, I wanna make a blog post and write this summary of this course in there, and yeah, you can read that blog post after a time, I don't know, after, for example, 2 days when I finish this course. And then yeah, you can read that blog post in my blog. Yeah, thanks for listening. I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks a lot and goodbye for now.